Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
What type of spirituality was practiced in the house growing up?
We were religious then, so, you know, I grew up religious. I grew up Southern Baptist. So we went to church. We, you know, went to all the revivals, Bible studies, Sunday school. That's how I grew up.
Are you still doing that?
No.
When did you...
No.
That was a quick... When did you step out of that?
Me, myself, I started stepping away from church, like, fully around 33, 34.
Well, how old are you now?
If you're 30. Huh?
38. 33. So,
about 5 years ago. So, the transformation just began.
So, about 5 years ago.
Yes.
Well, when did you start
I'm sorry. You said that around 32, 33, like the whole church thing stopped?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's around the time that you have, I don't know, I think it's like your third Jupiter return? Is that right, Paul?
I'm not sure.
It's like, around 33, you have a Jupiter return. So you kind of come into like a start of a new belief, if
right.
Well, 33 would be the Christ age as well.
And yeah. You actually spoke on that in my reading.
I did.
When you went back to like show all the stars of like major life events, you spoke on it. You was like, "Well, I'm not surprised that you stepped out around this time," and I was like, "This is so dope."
There you go.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
That happens to astrologers.
Huh?
That happens to astrologers.
I mean, you know, sometimes, well, I know you probably can understand this, Missy Lee. Sometimes when you are in the middle of doing your thing, it's kind of like you're in a zone. And, you know, after it, a few weeks, somebody may come and say something to you like, "Hey, you said this," and you're like, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about."
That's a daily occurrence for me.
Really?
Yes.
It's strange, and people kind of look at you strange, like, but hey, you're not the only.
They shouldn't look at you strange, because what you do, right, and how you're studying and learning other people, and you do your own form of readings and divination. I do my own form.
Yes.
They should not expect us to continue to carry that around with us every day. You know, we have to get that information and that energy off of us. It's not ours. It's for us to use to help someone else. So I done helped you. You got your messages. Let me get this off of me. That's too much information to hold on to.
And then that would be kind of selfish of you to really think that you're so that important that I'm just going to remember every aspect of your thing.
Yes.
You know how many people I talk to?
Exactly.
So when did you first start getting into tarot?
I actually didn't start out with tarot. I started out with oracle cards.
Well, what's the difference?
For me, tarot cards are... I'll put it like this. For me, tarot cards are more harsh, you know, with the message, direct. Oracle cards are more softer with their messages and answers. More softer approach, but it's also more solution-based, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
Yes, it does make sense. It's kind of the reason why I switched from... modern astrology to Hellenistic astrology.
Hey.
Because it's more, it's not more, hey, come sit down, let me hold your hand. It's more X's and O's and, hey, this is what it is.
The raw truth, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and this is what it is. Deal with it or don't. Deal with it or let it get dealt with, pretty much. So what, how, so you jumped into Oracle, when was that?
I want to say like not too long after I stepped away from the church, maybe like a few weeks.
A few weeks to maybe a couple of months.
Cause I was like in limbo first. It was hard for me to step away from church.
Wow. That's very interesting.
So you did kind of did like a whole cold turkey type thing? Just one day you was just like, was you dabbling, studying a little bit? And then
my whole transformation from church to being, you know, walking in spirituality, it came from me just doing research on our history. Mm. Once I was able to figure out that so much of what we were taught was a lie, I toyed probably like a good year with breaking away from Jesus. Because that was all I'd ever known. So I felt really guilty just leaving. You know what I mean? So I toyed with it back and forth. And then once I finally got there, I was like, okay, I'm just done with it.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know Claudia, you may not really know, but that process is not an easy process, and it's kind of...
Yeah, I remember we kind of spoke about it with the episode with Reese and your friend Marcus, you know, about the whole, you know, Christianity, and like some people get very, very attached to church and whatnot. But I'm saying, wow, it's amazing how she just described that, because that had to have happened during her Jupiter return, where she kind of came to like this, like it was almost like something must have fallen apart, an illusion must have fallen apart for her to kind of be like, okay, that's it.
It did.
Well, it's information will do that to you. It kind of knock you in the head a little bit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's kind of like going through a sickness.
Yes.
And trying to recover.
Wow.
I mean, the process, and it's actually a lonely process as well.
Yes.
I don't know how, was that your experience?
Being alone in the process?
Yes.
Because you really couldn't just tell, you know, people, your family or, you know, your closest friends in that moment, because you sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You sound crazy, like, something wrong with her. And I just had to sit with myself and just pay attention to what I had researched and what I saw and all the research. I just was like, we're not supposed to be, this is not what we're supposed to be doing.
And you just mentioned your family. How did they take you? You're walking into this journey.
Well, by that time, my mama had passed away, so I didn't really have to worry about her. My daddy, he didn't like it. He didn't like it. He had a very rough response to that, but he knows.
To the tarot, or you walking away?
To tarot, and he looks at it as evil.
Oh wow!
That was actually one of my questions.
and I counteracted that question.
Yeah,
actually,
he was like, "Paul, you really?"
I was like, "Paul, don't ask that question."
Yeah, I said, "Of course I'm going to ask that question." And now you see why.
Well, okay, I get it now.
Yeah. Why does he think it's evil?
He looks at it as demonic, as it being, you know, Satan-fueled, and, you know, I'm using Satan aspects to do tarot, and anything that's not Jesus-fueled is just evil. I'm just like, not like that, but that is actually a conversation and a boundary I had to draw with my daddy. We don't speak on what I do anymore. because it makes me upset if he, you know, tries to pull me back in or say what I'm doing is demonic or how I'm raising my children. So we don't speak on what I do anymore.
So if it's not evil, what is it?
I don't feel it is evil. I feel mm-hmm. that it is a way to divine.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. It's a divination tool. Exactly. It's a way to answers that we normally wouldn't get.
Absolutely.
And I feel like the answers that we get come from spirit, come from God, come from, you know, whatever your version of the one is, okay? Everybody's is different.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.